And right now, let me go to the preaching of the word, which is the last week today, titled Real Talk, yung ating series. Sino sa inyo dito? You've been here for the first week, okay, ng Real Talk series. Alright, and we've been talking about Real Talk. We're talking about here, una, part of the life of Jesus. Last week, the death of Jesus Christ. And today, we'll be talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's an encounter, it's a dialogue between a person and between Jesus. And what in that encounter between a person, okay, a character in the Bible, si Levi, the robber, and today the disciples, what happened there? All right, what happened there? What made them change their lives? What part of their encounter with Jesus changed their lives? And my hope and my prayer, it would also change ours today. Let me ask everyone to stand up and open your Bibles with me in Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 24, the last chapter. And this is a story when Jesus already resurrected. I hope you have your Bibles with you. Open it with me. We'll be covering verses 13, the whole story, 13 to 35. But for the specific reading, we'll be reading from verse 13 to 17 and then 28 to 35. Tapos yung following verses mamaya, basahin na lang natin in between the story, in between the preaching, so that we would understand more of what is the message of Jesus to us. Sabi dito, that very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other, two disciples were talking with each other, about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, what is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Sabihin nyo, looking sad. Now let's jump to verse 28. And in that very time, they had a conversation. Jesus shared the scripture to them. And in the end of their journey, this happened. Verse 28, so they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour, sabihin nyo, that same hour, and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Then they told what happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your resurrection. Lord, open our ears and our hearts and our eyes to recognize you, Lord God. May we not be blinded by the challenges in our lives, but Lord, let us see you in the midst of these challenges. We pray, God, that the message of your resurrection, Lord God, would be a message of hope in all of us, that we would always look to you and trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. In this story, let's go to verse 13. That very day in verse 13, speaking of a day of resurrection. Nung araw na yon. Alright, and alam natin to. Okay, we're familiar of this because we always celebrate Holy Week every week. Ay, every week eh, no? Holy Week kasi. Every year, di ba? Next year naman ngayon. Next week, okay, Holy Week na. And we're familiar with this, all right? We're familiar with the concept of Jesus living, dying, and raised from the dead again. And that in this very day, nung same day when the story that we've read, the conversation, the meeting with Jesus happened, it was a day of Jesus' resurrection. And they were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Because these two disciples, at this moment, these two disciples were going back, and scholars said that this is a picture of them. They are now ready to go back to their own lives, to their old lives. Yung dating pangit na buhay, yung dating buhay na walang pag-asa, yung dating buhay na walang Jesus, they are now ready to go back to that. They were on that journey to another place, and this place is about, 7 miles. You compute it times negative 2, cannot be, okay, Aran. About 11 kilometers, okay? Alam niyo kung gaano kalayo yon? 11 kilometers? Sino dito nakapaglakad na from here to Cubao? Okay, malayo yun, alright? And ganun yung journey nila. And it's more than just going from one place to another, but it's going, for them, it was going from a life with Jesus to going back to a life without Jesus again. It was that of a journey to them. The question that I want us to ask ourselves today, like these people, where do we put our hope in life? Like these disciples, where do we put our hope in life? They were there on a journey because Jesus was not resurrected. On that very day, they heard testimonies of women who came. Okay, nung umaga, they came, first thing in the morning, they came to the tomb of Jesus and they found no Jesus there, walang body. And they only found an angel saying to them, "Why are you here? Jesus has risen." And they did not see Jesus. And yet they told the disciples, and these two disciples were probably there, and sinabi nila na they heard the news about what the women has seen, an angel, a vision, and Jesus wasn't there because they said Jesus was alive. And now, two other disciples ran when they heard that news. Pumunta sila sa tomb at yung pagtingin nila doon, wala na nga talagang katawan. Because there in that tomb, there was the linen cloth, yung pinambalot, okay, in their time, binabalot ang patay, na ililibing, maayos na nakatiklop nandun lang. With a message na nasan nga ba si Jesus? Buhay nga ba talaga siya? And to them, they were not convinced at all. These disciples right now has lost all hope in the ones they were putting their hope in, which is Jesus Christ. What had happened in their lives? And now, in this very story, what is happening that Jesus came into the picture out of their disbelief? Verse 15 or 14, let's go now, in verse 14, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. Okay, pinag-uusapan nila, it was talk of the town. The crucifixion of Jesus and other two robbers was a talk of the town. Usap-usapan siya, and while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So this is now a picture of Jesus out of their disbelief. It's Jesus who initiates and comes and talks and wants to save the day. Because no one, wala sa atin dito, we came to our right senses that I love Jesus pagising natin. Even in our disbelief, even in a time of problem and trials, you know, Jesus comes into the picture. And when Jesus came into the picture of their lives right now, hopeless and then full of disbelief, all right, they were down, okay, bakit? Okay, sabihin natin. Next verse, verse 16. But their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus. This particular point, walang sinabi kung paano. Hindi naman din sinabi na miraculously or because God closed their eyes. But plain in scripture, they were just kept from recognizing Him. Because God has a plan for that. And He said to them, Jesus said to them, what is this conversation? The talk of the town na pinag-uusapan nyo ngayon, as you are holding with each other as you walk. And they stood still, tumigil sila nung nakialam si Jesus. Diba? And then when Jesus looked at them, they were looking sad. Because they were walking, talking, and discussing what had happened to their Savior, to their Master, to their Lord, to their Jesus, to their hero. And probably Jesus was at the back. Okay, lalakad sila. Okay, pinag-uusapan nila. Oh, namatay si Jesus. Bakit ganun? But di pa rin siya nabubuhay. Sabi niya, mabubuhay siya ulit. And then si Jesus siguro nakikinig sa likod, no? Tapos bilang, oh, ano pinag-uusapan niyo? Sino to? Okay. But at that point, okay, hindi ko alam kung paano sila nangyari, bakit sila nag-stood still, okay, bakit sila tumigil sa paglakad nila. But at that very moment, it was just obvious in their faces that they were looking sad. They were looking sad, and they were hopeless. Alright? They were hopeless. Hopeless. They were hopeless. Looking back at that verse, diba? They were looking sad, and let's go back to the verse a while ago, in verse 17. And their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus. Paano kaya? Bakit kaya? One possible reason is that since they were looking sad, wala sila masyadong pakialam kung sino na yung nasa tabi nila kasi sobrang lungkot. Hindi na mapansin yung iba kasi sobrang lungkot. Sino dito one time na lungkot ka sa buhay mo? Okay, yung iba hindi, no? That's good. Sino yung mga nalungkot? Okay, honestly, nalungkot ka. Di ba nung nalungkot ka, wala ka lang ibang pakialam kundi yung problema mo? Paano masosolve to? Tapos nung kinakausap ka nung kasama mo, Hoy. Bakit? Diba papaganon ka? Hindi mo siya napapansin kasi focus ka sa problema mo. Probably that's a picture of them. At that very moment, they could not recognize Jesus because they were hopeless. They were just looking sad, malungkot lang. But they were faced with a challenge, with the bad news, patay na yung Savior natin. Sabi niya, He would raise from the dead. But wala pa rin hanggang ngayon. And now, they are faced with a challenge. They are not only faced with a challenge, they are blinded by a situation. Sometimes we are blinded by a situation. We are blinded by problems. Okay, we do not recognize na si Jesus pala nandiyan kasama na natin. We forget, and not only forget, we don't recognize that Jesus was there. And when problems are right in our front, all that we get to remember is, okay, may problema. Sino dito nakuha mo na lahat ng grades mo? Oh, iba na iyak na. Wala pa yung isa eh. Diba? Sino dito yung may inaantay ka pang isang subject, wala pa rin yung grade. At kinakabahan ka na. Bagsak ba to? Ano? Diba napapanaginipan mo yan? Bigla akong, yung grade ko. Kasi focus ka sa problema. Focus ka dun sa grade mo and you don't get to recognize anything besides the problem because you are blinded and you could not recognize God because the problem is bigger at this point in our lives. That's why we become hopeless. That's why I asked you the question a while ago, where do you put your hope in life? Hope is an expectation. They were expecting Jesus to be like this. They were expecting Jesus to be what He said He is to be. Puntahan natin in the following verses right now. And let's understand more. Besides being hopeless, what happened to them? Verse 18. Then one of them named Cleopas, one of the disciples na naglalakad doon, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem? Kasi bakit hindi mo alam yung mga nangyari at balita?" And Jesus said, okay, what things? Kunyari hindi niya alam. Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. No, you know what? These disciples know what they're talking about. They know who they are talking about. Jesus of Nazareth. And that it's more than just a description. They knew what Jesus did and who He is. He was said to be of a prophet, according to the scriptures, according to Old Testament, prophet daw siya. And not only that, a prophet or a person who is mighty indeed, made many miracles. They knew who Jesus was. He was a miracle worker. And not only that, in word. Mighty indeed and work, not only in miracles, but also with the preaching of the word. Maybe they were one time, okay, hearing Jesus, then they followed Jesus kasi narinig nila yung preaching ni Jesus. It was powerful. It changed their lives. They know who Jesus Christ, who Jesus was. And then the second, next verses, let's go now, next verses. And how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified. So this is what happened to Jesus despite being innocent of all the claims na sinungaling daw siya, he's claiming to be God, but he truly is. And to them, they were convinced and they knew that Jesus truly was the Savior and is God and came to not only make miracles, not only preach, but to save the world. Because this to them in verse 21, they mention, but we had hoped that He was the one to redeem Israel. They know the scriptures. These disciples, okay, alam nila kung ano yung sinasabi sa Old Testament that now Jesus is here. Jesus is the one they hoped who would redeem Israel. That's the belief in the Jewish culture. Alam nilang dadating was a political leader na siguro presidente na pag dumating, lahat sila sasaya yung buhay, gaganda yung buhay, walang magiging mahirap pagdating nung Savior na to. Because they were only thinking about physical things. And kasi physical, namatay si Jesus, ngayon di sila makapaniwala that the Jesus they had as a hero, that the Jesus that they lived with mighty miracles, with great preachings, is now dead. They can't believe it. Sabi niya dyan, but we had hope umasa sila. Sino dito one time umasa ka na? Ba yung iba, oh, ang sakit. Umasa ka na. Tapos nabigo. Sabi nyo, kayo na. Next month. Sabi niya, tayo na next month ha. 1 month na, ba't wala pa rin? Yun pala, may iba na. Oh, sakit, no? Pag tayo umaasa, either boyfriend, girlfriend, kaibigan, ililibre ka daw. Pagdating dito, in-invite ka, di ba? Sabi mo, ililibre mo ako pag sumama ko sa'yo. Ba't asa na ngayon? 3 linggo na ako dito. Okay? Nag-grow na ako sa relationship ko kay God. Yung KFC ko, wala pa rin. Okay? Umaasa tayo. Alright? Pag umasa ka, totoo masakit. Tama? And it was that to them. Masakit para sa kanilang umasa kasi akala nila yung Jesus na sinabi niya mabubuhay siyang muli. Okay, kasi sabi nila dito, yes, and besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things happened. They knew what Jesus was telling them, on the 3rd day, I will rise again, sabi ni Jesus in his preachings to his disciples. And then at this moment, pangatlong araw na, wala pa rin si Jesus. Because moreover, ito yung kinikwento ko kanina, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. But the next verse, okay, next verse. And when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. Verse 24, some of those who were with us went to the tomb, okay, yung sinasabi ko, 2 disciples, tumakbo sila after that news. Just to see kung totoo yung sinasabi ng mga women nito. And when they came to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him, they did not see. So now, they knew and they heard, they knew who Jesus was. They know who Jesus is. What he has done and what he can do and what he said, alam nila, it is already the 3rd day. Sabi mo, Jesus, mabubuhay ka ulit. Pero nung pumunta yung disciples, pumunta yung women sa tumbo, bakit wala silang nakitang Jesus? Bakit kami ngayon, wala pa rin kaming nakikitang Jesus? They knew everything about Jesus, what he has done, what he can do, and what he will do, as Jesus said, but they were doubtful. Hindi sila convinced. They were in doubt. They heard the testimony of disciples, of the women who came early in the morning, yet they did not believe. These 2 disciples did not believe and were now ready to go back to their old lives. Wala pa rin Jesus. Wala lang laman yung tomb. Buhay kaya talaga si Jesus? Because to them, Jesus was their hero. But now, asa na yung hero? Sabi mo, mabuhay kang muli. Ba't di ka pa namin nakikita? But they did not believe. Because sometimes, we know Jesus. We come here. We know the scripture. We know the scripture. We know the Bible. Meron kang Bible. Meron ka sa cellphone. Meron ka sa bahay. Nakabukas, inaalikabok. We know may Bible, but are we reading it? We know the Bible. We know the scriptures, but do we believe it? Because sometimes we don't believe it. We're not convinced with what the Bible says kasi pang Old Testament lang yan. Hindi siguro applicable yan sa buhay ko ngayon. We know the Bible and we read the Bible, yet after reading the Bible, you forget it. Na after mo magbasa ng Bible, kuminsan after mo magbasa ng Bible, lalabas ka, sa tanungin ka siguro sa victory group nyo, pagpasok mo doon, di ba, oh, ikaw, ano siguro yung word ni Lord sa'yo para ngayong linggo? Sabi mo, ah, sabi sa John 182, okay, walang ganun. We take the word of God lightly. We don't give too much importance or great importance to the scriptures. And it is the scriptures that would point us to God. They knew what the scriptures said, but they were not convinced of it. Because to them, to see is to believe. Ganun tayo kung minsan, to see is to believe. Tama? You're not convinced with any other person kung sasabihin niya, di ba, oy pare, may girlfriend na ako. Oy, talaga? Asan? Basta. Meron no. Ba, hindi niya pa alam. Okay. To see is to believe for us. Para maniwala ako, para makonvince ako, kailangan makita ko. That's why we're doubtful. That's why we don't believe. And that's why we don't believe scriptures. Kasi we don't see God. Sinasabi natin, I don't see God. We don't see Him face to face. You're singing songs dito. Pag worship, tataas kang kamay. Saan ka nagtataas ng kamay? Dito sa kisame? I don't see God. So why would I believe in God? To see is to believe. I have had many experiences of that. Diba, isa na lang na pinaka naalala ko, gulat na gulat ako nung bata ako, mahilig ako maglaro. Sino dito nung naging bata ka? Wala, ako lang. Ayun, meron. Ayun, apat tayo. Okay, kababata ko yan eh. Okay. Nung bata ako, okay, meron akong kalaro. Sabi niya, meron kaming pinaglalaroan na pond, okay, sa may tabi lang ng compound namin, pond, yung panghugas sa mukha, pond. Okay? Yes. Yung iba di nagets. Ano yun? Eskinol kami. So may pond, may pond. Doon kami naglalaro, nangingisda kami doon, tapos ibabato lang din namin ulit. Ganun lang ang ginagawa, humuhuli kaming palaka. So ganun lang. Pero one time, ayaw na pumunta nung kalaro ko kasi sabi niya may bayawak doon. Ano? Bayawak? Lagi tayo laro doon, may bayawak. Okay? Alam niyo yung bayawak? Ito may katabi mo. Hindi, tanong mo lang, okay? Hindi kasi sayang yan yung bayawak. Tanong mo lang. Okay. Tapos, sabi niya may bayawak. O, sige nga, tignan natin. Ano? Lagi tayo lalaro dyan, wala naman yung pagpunta namin, no, nandun, nakaabang. Tapos, hahabulan ka na. So, yung bayawak, hindi lang siya yung parang bayawak na ulit. Malaki siya, baka nga lumaki, naging Godzilla. Okay? Takot na din ako kasi parang hinabol kami, parang may isip siya. Okay? Tapos yun na nga, hindi na kami naglaro dun kasi nga nakakatakot. First time ko makakita ng bayawak, akala ko cute lang yun, yung parang lizard lang. Ang laki pala, parang aso. Okay? Tapos bumalik, totoo yun. Okay, bumalik, okay? So, hindi na kami naglaro doon kasi I saw it and I believe may kalaro. Okay? May kalaro, eh, no? May playmate. To us, we're like that. We want to see by the physical. But you know what? Believing in the scriptures is more than just the physical. It's more than just seeing what we should believe, but it's more about experiencing so that we believe. To them, they were just hoping for a Jesus that would be a physical ruler of their world, of Israel, one to redeem Israel. They're not even thinking about the world. They were just thinking of their nation. They wanted a king who is Jesus. But you know what? The scripture is telling, that's why there were supernatural miracles, healing and preaching of the word that gives life to people because they should believe that Jesus is God of this physical world, but it's also God of eternal life, God who came down on earth, died for our sins, and now has resurrected into life so that he may give life to everyone. He may give life to the disciples, He can give life to us. Sometimes, to us, we're taking God physical. We're not taking God by the heart. We do not want to experience God because we want to see God. And when you see God, you will die because you are sinful. But you know what? We can get to see and experience God. One day, okay, sino ba gusto mauna sa heaven? Wala naman, di ba? Kung gusto mo nang makita si God, okay, pero wag muna, may purpose pa si God sa inyo. But today, it's more than just seeing, but it's experiencing. They were doubtful because they were putting their hope into the physical. Where do you put your hope in life today? They were putting their hope. Where do you put your hope in your life today? But they were putting their hope in the physical things. They are not convinced of what the scripture, of what Jesus said to them. They were just hopeful that there would be a king one day and not a Jesus who would physically return and change their lives. That's why they were in doubt. And it was hard for them to believe because in their hearts, they were not confident that Jesus would be raised from the dead. It was just all in the mind. In your hearts, are you convinced or do you believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead? Where do you put your hope in? We always want evidence. That's why we're not convinced. But the Bible in itself is the evidence because, you know what? If it has changed the life of a disciple, if it is changing your life today, if Jesus, through His Word, is changing your life, giving hope today, then Jesus is real. How did that happen to them in this very point? Si Jesus, right now, in their disbelief, in their unbelief, in verse 25, Jesus came to them, okay? Jesus came to them and spoke to them, preached to them, and He said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Jesus was saying they were foolish because they just know it by mind. But they don't believe it by heart. Sometimes we come in this place, we just know the scripture, sabi ng victory group leader ko ito. We just know it, but it's not affecting the hearts. Now, we are doubtful, and where do we put our hope on, okay? We put it on different things. Like them, they put it on an evidence. To us, we put it in different sets of things, alright? We are hopeless and doubtful. Parang wala tayong pag-asa at di tayo naniniwala. Kasi we believe, okay, in the physical. Kung minsan, okay, ano bang pag-asa ng buhay mo? When I ask you the question, let me go back to the question. Where do you put your hope in life? Where do you put your hope in life? An expectation in life. Pag may problema ka, sino unang pumapasok sa isip mo? And now, to them, may problema. Pero ano kayang nasa isip nila? Jesus pointed out right now because you are not believing in your hearts. Let's continue with the verses right now. And sabi dito, okay, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into His glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He interpreted to them in all the scripture the things concerning Himself. Concerning Jesus, the one who is talking to them at that very point. You know what? You have the Bible. The scripture has been spoken to them at that very point. Si Jesus, sinabi niya yung scripture, ito yung sinasabi ng word. And this would give life to you. This would give hope to you. Interpreted to them all the scriptures concerning Himself. Ibig sabihin siguro from the Old Testament to the before Jesus was born, He was talking about that. And the Bible is all available to all of us. Sabi niyo siguro, ang liit na ng Bible niya, no? Last week malaki eh. At least may isa na akong Bible. Okay. Hindi lang kasya sa bag ko yung malaki, kaya ito yung dinala ko. And the Bible is available to everyone. Do you have it? Are you reading it? Are you convinced by it? Or you are still doubting about it? If this has came into our time until today, this is the most parang persecuted book of all time and yet kompleto hanggang ngayon. How can you not say that God's word is not alive? How can you not believe that God's word is alive? That's why Jesus interpreted to them the scriptures, because the scripture is that important to us. That's why as they drew near to the village, verse 4:28, as they drew near to the village, while they were going, Jesus acted, okay, siguro for many hours, okay, naglakad sila, imagine mo na lang, 11 kilometers na lakad, many hours, naglalakad sila, kikwentuhan sila, and Jesus was telling them the scriptures, interpreting to them the scriptures, and it was night at this point. Huwag ka munang umalis, magstay ka muna kasama namin, kain muna tayo kasi magagabi na. And then Jesus, yes, stayed with them. That's why verse 30, when He was at the table with them, He took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them. What Jesus did, okay, is He did the usual thing pag kumakain sila, sabay-sabay, broke the bread, prayed for the bread to be blessed, for their meal to be blessed, and gave it to them. And at this very moment, verse 31, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized Him. And He vanished in their sight. And they said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us? While he talked to us on the road, while He opened to us the scriptures. So to them, habang nagkikwentuhan sila, kahit hindi sila convinced, kahit di sila naniniwala, kahit hopeless sila and doubtful sila, there in their hearts, there it was burning because the word of God was being preached to them in their journey, in their walk, and they recognized Jesus, and they knew that Jesus, when they knew it was Jesus, nagbago yung ihip ng hangin. Malungkot sila noon, ngayon their hearts were burning and they were discussing with one another. Kaya pala parang ang saya natin because it was Jesus who was talking to us. Meaning, in a point of hopelessness, in a point of doubt, even if you know the scriptures, even if you put your hope in different things, because to us, we put our hope in different things, pinalagay natin sa ibang tao. It could be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Pag may girlfriend, okay yung buhay. Pag may boyfriend, okay yung buhay. Pag wala, nag-break, wasak. Pag barkada, lalo na ngayon. Di ba? lalo na ngayon, bakasyon. Okay, bakasyon, kailangan, may outing yan. Eh, hindi ka na-invite. Oh, wala, malungkot yung bakasyon. Tapos di mo na sila pinapansin pagdating ng pasukan, di ba? Hindi nyo in-invite eh. So wala, sira yung hope ng bakasyon mo. Sira yung expectation ng bakasyon mo. Sira yung expectation ng buhay mo, yung pag ina-expect mo na sana ito tutulong sa akin, yung pamilyang to, but ito pa yung nagbababa sa akin porque bumagsak ako ngayon? Because when we put our hope in different people, and in different things, minsan ikaw, tayo mismo, nilalagay natin hope natin sa mga bagay natin. Pag meron ako nito, alright, you don't hope for things that you have now, pero you hope for things that you would have in the future. Pag nagkaroon lang ako ng bagong cellphone, okay na yung buhay ko. Pag nagkaroon lang ako ng magandang trabaho, after ng graduation ko ngayon, okay na yung buhay ko. E paano kung hindi ka makahalap ng trabaho, eh di wala kang hope. Now, the scripture, I hope, is burning in you to know that Jesus is our hope. I hope that in your hearts, hope is burning, hope is rising because you know that Jesus is the hope. Jesus will be the only answer. If I ask you, where do you put your hope in your life? Is it in material things, on people, on relationships? But if you put it in Jesus, then your hope is secured. Your future is secured. Your life is secured. Because Jesus, if He has risen from the dead, why can He not raise your grades from the dead? Why can He not raise your family problems from the dead? Why can't He not raise your provision problems from the dead? Because Jesus is the hope. Jesus is our hope. Jesus became the hope in their lives, and what happened there is a change of life. They were now ready to go back on the road to Emmaus. They were ready to go back to their old lives, wanting to go back to the old purposeless, walang kwenta, boring na buhay. They were now ready to experience that. They were now ready to go back to that. But since they knew who Jesus was, it was a hope to them. It gave change to them at that very moment. Alam niyo kung anong ginawa nila? When they knew it was Jesus whom they were talking to, verse 33, and they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. That same hour, they returned to Jerusalem. Kung magmamadali ka, alam mo, importante yung gagawin mo. Tama? Pagod sila, naglakad sila 11 kilometers for how many hours? Naglakad sila pabalik. Kumain sila, and probably at that moment, nung nalaman nila, si Jesus pala to. Kaya pala ganun na lang yung nararamdaman natin. Parang may nagbabago sa buhay ko. Parang may nagbabago sa puso ko. To them, they were changed. And at that moment, it was important. It was urgent. I need to go back to the other disciples para malaman nila. Buhay nga talaga si Jesus. Ganun ka-importante sa kanila. Kaya nga nila ayaw paalisin si Jesus kasi gabi na, di ba? That's why they asked Jesus to come. Kumain ka muna kasama namin kasi gabi na. Pero ito, kahit gabi na, hindi nila sinabi, ay bukas na lang kami babalik. Basta buhay si Jesus. Pero sa kanila, sobrang importante. Tara, balik na tayo. Huwag natin antayin bukas. Hindi na siguro nila pitinapos yung pagkain nila. And they went back and said these things that Jesus is truly alive. The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. You know what? What they did was to bring a message of hope to other people. The message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a message of hope to all of us. Na yung buhay natin, laging may pag-asa. Because Jesus is surely has risen from the dead, then definitely whatever you go through today, that you don't recognize Jesus, Jesus came and will give you hope and will give you a changed life. If you are saying na yung resurrection, sigurado ba yan? Totoo ba yan? You know what? In the New Testament time, okay, in the time of Paul, nangyayari na yun, may ganung questions na. Totoo bang nag-raise si Jesus from the dead? And they were not convinced. 1 Corinthians 15, 17 to 19 said here, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. So ibig sabihin, if Jesus is not raised from the dead, walang kwenta yung lahat ng ginagawa natin dito. Bakit ka nandito? Anong ginagawa mo dito? Ba't nagbabasa pa tayong Bible? If He is not raised from the dead. Issue na yan noon pa. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. Wala na silang pag-asa mabuhay muli in eternal life. They are just sleeping and just dead for the rest of eternity. Pero sabi sa verse 19, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. If kung si Jesus hindi if si Jesus hindi nag-resurrect, then we are to be pitied. Kasi nagsasayang tayo ng oras dito kada Biyernes. Nagsasayang ka ng oras mo araw-araw para magbasa ng Bible. Pero paano mo ating masasabing totoo na nag-resurrect si Jesus? Pero bakit, kung di talaga nag-resurrect si Jesus, bakit may buhay na nababago? Bakit yung buhay ko, nung sinabi sa akin si Jesus na buhay, namatay, at nabuhay muli para sa akin, bakit nagbago yung buhay ko? Bakit masaya ako na napatawad yung mga kasalanan ko? Bakit yung katabi mo, binabago pa ni Lord yung buhay niya? Who among you here, you experience changed life in your life right now? Okay, may binago na si Lord sa buhay mo. Kahit papano, kahit isa lang. Nag-start ka pa lang sa walk with God, 1 week ka pa lang, I don't mind. Pero may binago na si God. Di ba yung dati pag-asa, yung dati parang wala ka na daw pag-asa, ganyan na yan, palamura na yan, okay? Dapat yung pangalan niyan, Mura. Pero bakit biglang nagbago? Because there's a changed life now. Because of the resurrection. Kung yung dati, buhay mo patay dahil sa kasalanan, binuhay ng Diyos para magbago yung buhay mo. May simula, may bagong simula. May pag-asa yung buhay mo because Jesus is our hope in life. That's what I'm talking about. In our life, Jesus is the hope. Jesus is the hope of our lives. If He has resurrected from the dead, what more yung life natin ngayon? If He has turned, okay, from being dead to rising up again, just as He said, okay, if I knew someone and He would say, okay, I will die, but after 3 days, I will rise again. I don't know about you, but I will follow that person. I will follow Jesus kasi ginawa niya yung sinabi niya. He did not only change the life. At bakit kailangan tumakbo ng mga disciples pabalik at hindi na mag-antay ng overnight para bumalik? Kasi ganun ka-importante. Totoo si Jesus, buhay siya. And it changed not only their hopeless and doubtful situation, it changed their lives. They went back because they know that these people needs to hear that Jesus is changing lives. He is not only the hope in life, the physical, yung future, yung pamilya, yung pera, yung pag-aaral, pero in eternal life, Jesus is the hope for all of us. Jesus is our hope in eternal life. That's more important. If Jesus is the hope in our life, eh paano pa yung eternal life? Mas mahaba yun. Jesus is the hope for us to be resurrected again. If Jesus resurrected again, we can be resurrected again because He did so. If it was possible for Him to be raised again, it is possible that you will be secured of your eternal life. When you put your life, your hope, your trust in Him, it is possible. Jesus is our hope, not only for our life today, para mabago yung buhay natin, but Jesus is also the hope para mabago yung destiny natin pag namatay na tayo dito, at kahit pag bumalik si Jesus dito. Are you secured of your eternal life today? Maybe to many of you, you know that Jesus has saved you, pero bakit ganito? Parang walang pag-asa magbago. Paulit-ulit na lang yung kasalanan ko. There is hope in Jesus. That's why there's the scripture, let it burn in your hearts so that it would change you. You would continue to experience Jesus as the hope of your life today, your tomorrow, your future, your future family, your future career. The people that you are about to introduce to Jesus. Now, you know what? It's also important to know that Jesus is the hope for eternal life because it was a message na bumalik sila, ganun ka-importante. Kailangan yung marinig na si Jesus buhay. When was the last time that you shared that Jesus rose from the dead so that your life would be changed? If Jesus has changed your life, why are you not telling others? Your testimony could be the only thing that people would hear or people around you would hear na may pag-asa pala yung buhay nila. It's sad to hear that when we went to a campus last Monday and hearing one student na buong taon kami magkaklase, magkakaibigan, may problema pala sila, hindi ko alam. How many people, okay, yung nasa paligid mo ngayon, di nila alam kung sino yung pag-asa sa buhay nila. And you know who that is. And you know who that person is, and that's Jesus. They can have eternal life. They can have life that is truly life in Jesus Christ. Pag-asa natin si Jesus Christ. And I hope it burns in your heart that you need to tell this to other people. Many of us believe that in Holy Week, dapat malungkot. Kasi patay yung Diyos. Sino nakarinig na nun? Okay, bawal mag-ingay, patay yung Diyos. As if magigising si Lord, oh, tulog ako! It's not like that. Holy Week is not like that. But Holy Week should serve as a reminder to us that Christ lived, died, and lived again, rose again, so that we will have hope and life in our life today. I hope you're thankful for what Christ has done for us. I hope this Holy Week, it wouldn't be a bad message for us, but it's a message of hope, a message of new life in Christ that we have right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, sabi dito, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.'" Proclaiming means praising. You don't praise being sad. You praise God because you are rejoicing for what He has done for us on the cross. When we eat together, when we partake communion together, it's us remembering, "Lord, salamat sa lahat ng ginawa mo para sa akin. May buhay ako ngayon. May pag-asa ako sa buhay ngayon." How thankful are you to Him for your life, for your future, for eternal life? Just come and thank Him. Praise Him with your own words. Lord, thank You because of your perfect sinless life. You are the only one qualified as the perfect substitution instead of us. You are the perfect sacrifice for us on the cross, for our sins on the cross. And because You rose again, You're giving us new life. From being hopeless, now we can be full of hope. From being doubtful, we don't believe, we're not convinced, now we are fully convinced of the truth that You raised from the dead, and You are changing our lives, and You would continue to change our lives, and You have given us eternal life. Thank You for this perfect sacrifice. We worship You together as we partake communion in Jesus' name. Some of you right here, you don't recognize Jesus because of the trials, the problems, bad news. You don't recognize Jesus at all. We focus more on the concern rather than the answer. Who is Jesus? Would you raise your hand right now and acknowledge na, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not focusing on You." Raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Many hands are raised. Don't be ashamed. Just raise your hand. Thank You, Lord. We come to You right now, God, asking forgiveness. But instead of focusing on You, we focus on the problem. We focus on different kinds of answers. That we, if we only have this, if I only have that, and if I only were in this position, we repent, Lord God, for not acknowledging You to be the answer in our problems, in our concerns. But we come to You right now, Jesus. Ikaw pala yung sagot. You are the only hope, the only answer. We choose to trust in You. Let Your word burn in our hearts today. Let hope rise in our hearts today that there is something greater, bigger and new ahead of us, a good, pleasing and perfect will that came from You because You have risen from the dead. Why not raise, Lord God, our situations today? You can do it, and we claim it. We come to You, we put our faith in You, in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. And also, it's a message of hope. The resurrection is a message of hope. But to some, you are afraid, and you do, or some of you, you're not mindful, or you, there's no urgency in you to go to other people just to share this message. Some of you are afraid. Some are just apathetic. Walang pakialam. Basta ako nasa church, yung iba, bahala na. But some of you are shy or does not know what to do. But you know what? You want now to deliver this message of resurrection to other people, to deliver the gospel to other people, and you want the confidence that comes from God. Would you raise your hand? Raise your hand. It's more than just inviting a person to come here, but it's you personally speaking that Jesus saved me and Jesus will save you. Lord, you see our hearts, you see our fears, our insecurities. Bakit di kami makapag-share? Lord, let it all melt down. That what's important is that they would know that you have saved me and you can save their lives also. Let it bring eternal life in them. To the people that we know at home, at school, my friends who doesn't know you yet, they know I'm here, but why are they not here? Maybe because I'm not speaking. Lord, let my mouth speak with confidence that how have you changed my life would be a testimony to them that you can also change their lives, Lord God. Use us, God. Say that prayer. Lord, use me. Lord, use us to preach the gospel. It's more than just inviting, but use us to preach the gospel, the good news to other people.